All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know him well. He's from Romorowski, is the executive director of Scholars for Peace in the Middle East, trained as a Middle East historian, and nice enough to give us a couple of minutes closing us out here on a Friday show with all the events happening. And a good morning to you, Azov. Appreciate the late request. But certainly after last night, the retaliatory strike of Israel into Iran, it was well needed. In your estimation, is it enough of an answer as far as what happened last week in Israel with those 300 or so strikes? Give me an assessment. Go ahead. Let's hear.
Morning, of course, and thanks for having me as always. I think that it was a measured kind of a symmetrical response. I think it was needed. Whether it's going to be enough is going to be yet to be seen. If you look at the targets and what we know to be reported, I mean, Israel has yet to confirm officially, but of course it was an Israeli attack by all the reports on the ground. There were two main targets that were really we saw. The airport was, the airspace was shut down. There was an Air Force base that was targeted. Israel was able to make the point that they, first of all, from a capability standpoint, that they can execute this and to show deterrence. It's interesting that, of course, it was done in Nifshan, which is right near, located near Natanz, which is right near the nuclear reactor, one of the largest nuclear reactor sites in Iran. And that was symbolic as well, the fact that Israelis know where the nuclear reactor is. This is, of course, the biggest concern that Israelis have. But of course, that site was not touched. It was also coordinated with the United States. There was a kind of a quid pro quo here. I think that part of what's happening behind the scenes is, as we know and we've discussed in the past, is that the next stronghold, militarily wise, that the Israelis need to deal with is Rafah. And I think that part of the blessing of going to Rafah next was a measured response from Israel, because they could not let this go by without doing anything. And so I think that that's where we are at this point. But there's a lot of symbolism and a lot of clear understanding. The other targets that were hit along the way were, of course, in Iraq and in Syria. Most likely the targets in Syria, to me, were in the area of Dara. Dara is where there were some radars related to the Iranians. Iranian sites, so they wanted to make sure that they were unaware of the attack that was coming. So that was what we saw and where we're going. I think in the next few hours, I think things will be clearing up and developing as things play out.
Well, we haven't heard anything as far as acknowledgement and everything else. We're going to hear that today, no question. Something that came through within the hour, Asaf, was a controversial Israeli politician blasting this strike in Iran last night as lame after the Jewish state reportedly launched these missiles at the Islamic Republic. The National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, posted one word in Hebrew that was best translated as lame. It went on X shortly after the news broke that Israel struck a military base near, as you put, near Isfahan in central Iran. It's about 250 miles south of the capital city, Tehran. But in essence, are you going to get more situations of that nature of description from some over there who maybe might not be happy with Netanyahu's response? Are you going to get that permeating throughout or no?
I'm sure you'll get, responses across the board, but I think Israelis over large wanted to make a clear point that they could execute a clear retaliation. I mean, Saturday's attack, to my mind, was a clear act of war. The fact that Iran, for the first time, has attacked Israel, the seriousness and the severity of that attack, even though it was successfully retaliated 99%, there's still a clear symbolism of the fact that Iran is coming to support its patrons, being Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis in the area. Ben-Gvir is on the far, far right of the Israeli political spectrum and of Benjamin Netanyahu's own coalition. Israelis want to know that there is indeed, that the Israelis stand behind their ethos, that is to defend Israelis wherever they are and there is a symbolism and the fact that they can actually make this happen, even though, again, there is, the question is now going to be what Iran is going to do. Are they going to respond? Is there going to be an ongoing tit for tat? But they could not take this sitting down. And so I think that was the point of the attack. Again, there are military objectives as these things progress. There's politics all over the place, as you know, and you're going to hear a lot of voices. But from an actual objective, I think that that goal was achieved symbolically.
No question. And I'll say this in closing on mine. I'm going to give you the final thought here, Asaf, is the fact of the next move. To me, is vital as far as all that happens right now in this Middle East. With all that's brewing, the tinderbox and everything else, it's in Iran's court. If it's quelled, if it's by saying, you know what, we got them, they got us, let's move on. And then Israel can move on as far as the overall mission, as far as Hamas is concerned and Rafah and all that exists. I think the next move, if any, will be felt for a very long time, and the reaction of the United States as well. They've been telegraphing. You heard Biden last week saying he would not participate as far as any counteroffenses and whatnot. Then he has said that they don't endorse anything, and look what happened here. So the telegraphing of the message continues, but absolutely, in my estimation, if it is quelled, it's business as usual. Israel moves on as far as its original mission is concerned. We know there's never going to be a ceasefire, no agreement. Hamas is not capable of that, especially in asking for the 900 or so Palestinian prisoners in exchange for whatever hostages are left. It's a no-go in my mind. But in essence, over the next 28, 48, 72 hours, very important. Final thought.
100%. I mean, and the message, of course, that came out of the Iranians right after the attack, that it was business as usual, and the Israelis really did not make a dent for us. Of course, that's all for the optics inside of Iran. I think that the United States, we need to show much more deterrence. The enemies of Israel are the enemies of the United States. The success of Saturday's retaliation was also based on the fact that we had a coalition, of Arabs, and specifically Arab countries, Arab Sunni states. When you're talking about the Saudis and Jordanians, we didn't see that back in 1991. So there is, the actors in the region are telling you exactly what Iran represents to them and the threats. And so I think that you'll see a lot more coalitions in that regard. And this speaks to the larger issue of, what the view of the United States is versus what's happening in the region. I think the region is speaking for itself. And the Iranians are testing the waters, they're testing the Israelis, they're testing us here in the United States, and we need to show and come forward with a very, very strong, decisive support militarily, financially, symbolically, diplomatically, and to show that where we stand on these very critical issues.
Asaf, excellent job, and we appreciate the late request and you coming through as always, and we look forward to probably having you on next week at some point. We'll be watching over the weekend with all that occurs, if anything. And we look forward to the next time with you.
Thank you, as always.